I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. In Hartford, Mayor Luke Bronin wants to reappoint Police Chief James Ravella, but the city's police union is apparently not enthusiastic. Bronin says that Ravella has managed the department with a steady hand in challenging times.
What I give this chief a lot of credit for is being out front in engagement with the community, in making sure that the spirit of engagement and community policing as much as possible is embraced throughout the force, in building relationships with community leaders, with faith leaders around the city, the kind of outreach effort that's so critical, especially in a time like this.
Bronin campaigned on policing and public safety following a rash of shootings last year, but he says his ire was directed more at Mayor Pedro Segarra than it was at the chief. Ravella, a Hartford native, was appointed to that post in August 2012 by then-Mayor Segarra. Bronin criticized his predecessor for understaffing the department. It needs around 500 officers. It has just under 400.
So we're trying to make up for those years of failure to pay attention to the dwindling force.
Richard Holton is president of the city's police union. He's not as pleased with Ravella as Bronin is. He says morale in the department is low, in part because officers on patrol don't feel as respected as units like the Specialized Shooting Task Force.
The atmosphere has become that patrol is now the support unit of all these specialized units. And it should be the other way around. In the last couple of years, I've had members bring up they want to do a vote of confidence in the chief at least three times. And each time we sort of staved it off, but I don't know if I can hold him off anymore.
Bronin says he was surprised to hear Holton's comments about the chief, about whom he has previously spoken highly. But the tension may be understandable. Ravella's appointment comes as the city and the police union are still negotiating a contract. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.